Awesome. What a joy. All right. So I'm doing a little bit different today. I'm actually connected through the internet on my phone, and I put on airplane mode to not get any calls come in and get disconnected. So I trust that it will work out. If there's anything, just let me know on the message if I need to adjust or anything. I am so grateful. Thank you, Regina, for your love and for being here and for everyone that's on the call this evening. I'm feeling like I totally need the call today. It's a lot of stuff has been happening. So I'm just excited to be able to have this opportunity to share my experiences and how I'm able to deal with my cuckoo mind and my caca thoughts and how I'm able to not allow the Holy Spirit to just come in and not allow the ego to have its way with me. So I'm excited about the call this evening. Especially excited tonight. So I wanted to begin like I always begin, which is setting the intention and doing a short prayer to open. Tonight the theme is being fearless. So fearlessness, how fearlessness and happiness go hand in hand. So I'm excited for the opportunity to share about how fear being fearless and being happy is goes hand in hand. And thank you, Regina. Yes, best time for us to teach is when we need it. Yeah, absolutely. I feel there's just so much more depth, so much more clarity, because we're really teaching what we want to learn. So here tonight, it's going to be very obvious. So I'm excited. All right, so let's take a deep breath here as we set the tone for the evening. Let's take a deep breath in and just let go of the day. Ah, even if you have to make sounds, just do that. Maybe you want to like shake your hands around your head and just give yourself this time to go within and to let go of the day of what worked, of what didn't work, or what's happening later. Let's just be here now because that's where the healing is available. Take another deep breath here. Let go. Ah, two more. Ah. So at this time, we just go within as we go into peace and just relax in this moment. As we set the energy, as we set the tone for the call this evening, and as we set an intention. So, at this time, you visualize an altar, and on that altar, I want you to put your intention for this evening. That word that just came up for you might be it. And tonight, the collective intention that I'm getting for all of us this evening is clarity. To be completely clear of where we truly reside and what's really, truly happening, and the only thing that's real, which is love. So, the clarity of that only love exists. So, at this time, you give over your intention on the altar. Also, whatever barriers might be in the way, or whatever might be heavy on your heart this evening, you give it over on the altar. At this time, you feel the presence of God as you feel a hug, a nice comforting hug as you declare in the silence and in confidence. As you declare, may it be God's will, as you give it all over now on the altar. getting out of your own way and trying to manipulate or anything like that. You give anything you think you need over to God right now as a gift, placing no idols before Him. Such a beautiful demonstration of love, of allowing God's will to be revealed to you versus what you think needs to be revealed. We invite Holy Spirit into the session, and we trust everything that needs to be shared would be shared, and any questions that need to be asked will be asked for the highest of the awakening in our minds. We just let go now of getting out of the way and allowing Holy Spirit to take us, allow ourselves to be taken fully. And we trust. Right now, we send love to everyone that's on the call. We also send love to those who weren't able to make it this evening. And we send love to this Awakening Together sanctuary where so much love and healing takes place. We envelop this beautiful platform with light. We're so grateful of what this space offers. So at this time, you start to come back as you take deep breaths in and out through your nose, and you put your hand on your heart. And we just take another deep breath in, inhaling very deeply and letting go. As we all declare out loud, I am love. And I am willing. All right. That felt good. I feel it's always so helpful to just take a moment to breathe, and even if it's just a few minutes, to just go within, because there's such a racket in the mind, you know, in this world, in this circus, I like to call it. Ah, yes, it did feel good, Regina. So grateful. Can't say it enough. So a lot has happened this week. Books are out there. Live Your Happy books are out there. It was supposedly the books were supposed to be available next month in April, but it appears that people that have purchased it on Amazon have gotten their books this past weekend. So the books are definitely available and they're out there, and people that have ordered them today are getting them at the end of the week. So I guess they have them in the warehouse. So this is all just such a surprise for me, because I was thinking that next month is a launch, and then it's not next month, it's this month. And it's just so beautiful to just be in the wonder and just allow. How, just because this is so new for me, and just to be in such wonder like a child of all these things that come up and the changes that happen. And I'm certainly grateful. I wanted to ask any of you that are on the call and have gotten the book or have purchased the book online, I encourage you to take a picture with the book and send it to me on Facebook or however you want to get it to me, because I'm going to do a montage of everyone that has gotten the book and a picture with the book, as a symbol of all of us being willing to live our function, which is happiness. So I'm excited. So today I'm going to be sharing about being fearless and how being fearless and happiness go hand in hand. I actually have a chapter in my book that is called You Are Fearless, and that's chapter 6. There's the voice of fear that I talk about in the book. It's called, you know, and we all know what the voice of fear is. It's the voice of the ego in our minds. And I'm going to start reading here, and then we'll see what comes up as I start reading. So this is on page 68 on the chapter, You Are Fearless. The voice of fear. Fear arose when we first decided it was possible to separate from God. That is, to be something different than the all-encompassing love that is our true nature, that created the opposite in our mind, and this is what we know as the ego, which is a god of fear. The ego continually makes us believe that situations out there are the source of our fear, and at times the ego even declares victory over these external events. But fear arises inside, and some fresh hell is always brewing in the mind, which accepts the conflicted thoughts of the ego. This dynamic explains the madness and violence of the human race's thoughts and actions in this collective dream we call life. People are fearful because they have forgotten who they are. They're fearful because they have replaced their truth with dreams. They have fallen into a deep sleep and think the world is real. Now they don't know how to fix it and feel they are trapped in darkness. The truth is that we still have light within us. We are just afraid to see it. What helps banish fear is the willingness to remember that we are in the mind of God. To become fearless, we must know we possess a split mind. There is the ego, which is the voice of fear, and there is Holy Spirit, which is our bridge back to the love of God. Whenever we're not being ruled by the ego, we can be the decision maker who chooses between these parts of our mind. What does that mean? I have learned that if I listen consistently for the voice of love within my mind, I don't experience fear. To do this, you have to decide to let go of judgments, regrets, and manipulations. That is, to let go of trying to make certain things happen. You have to decide to let go of worry and know that the Holy Spirit has your back. That doesn't mean it's always easy to tell the difference between the voice of the ego and the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to stop there because then I get into how to distinguish these voices. So I'm going to share what the ego sounds like in the mind, so you have an idea. And then I'm also going to share Holy Spirit, how that comes across in our experience. So this thing with fear is, it's very easy for the ego to creep in the mind, especially in certain circumstances in our lives, where we're just really presented with the voice of fear. And we have the opportunity, if we wanted to, because we have that power, because even though we appear to be in the dream, we have the power to be able to, what the Course says, the power over our experience of how we're going to experience anything. And if we're not experiencing peace, if we're not experiencing love, it's the choice that we've made. And that's okay. But it's important to understand that we make that choice, that nothing is happening to us, that it's always our responsibility of how we're going to experience any such situation. So today, when I was given this certain situation in my life, I had the opportunity to either go into fear, make it very, very real, what I call my in my book, big deals, or to choose to come back to spirit. And that's a choice that I can make. So what happens is that the guy, you know, that I'm dating right now, or who I am in relationship with right now, told me today that he was asking me if he can have relationship, like a sexual relationship, with someone else. Yeah. So in that case, I was very in shock about that, just because I just wasn't expecting it. You know, I was having a great day. I went to the gym. I went to the farmer's market. I came home. I was like just in my happy space. And then I have this conversation and then it just throws me off completely. And I really was like, oh my God, this is seriously like a circus, you know, and what all the things I made it mean. I remember that my heart started racing and my thoughts started going. I started to get like a pain in the back of my head. Like, what is going on here? I felt so threatened of like my boyfriend asking me if it's okay to have sexual relationships with somebody else. So it was very sad, for me, and disappointing. And I allowed myself to feel that. Okay, I allowed myself to feel that. I allowed myself to be with that. Was it uncomfortable? Yes. I mean, anything that is of that worldly sense magnitude of what we've been taught of, like these things are not supposed to happen or whatnot, are very shocking. And what I did was, is I began to choose my self, my true self with a capital S, and not allow my thoughts of fear to have its way with me. I didn't allow or let the ego have its way with me. I really worked on letting go of whatever it was that was creating that experience for me, which has nothing to do with him. Nothing to do with him, because whatever's happening is happening. It's me that has the opportunity to experience it the way that I want to. So what I did was, is that I had a conversation with him of where I was really honest of how I felt about it, and that conversation was done, and then I went into the healing on my own after we hung up. And what I did was, is I gave it over to spirit. And I was like, spirit, I give you over this relationship. I give you over my thoughts about what this person has asked me. I give you over the pain and the sadness that I feel. I give over to you, this disappointment and this unknown of what might happen or what's going to happen. I just give it all over to you. And I felt like this peace come over me of just being in the now moment, of being in that all there is right now. Like, all I have right now is what I'm experiencing with you guys. I'm sitting here on the couch. I'm talking to you. This is all that exists right now. And each moment I'm going to be given the promptings of what's next and what's next and what's next. And whatever I'm going to talk about tomorrow when I talk to him is going to, I'm going to talk to him about, or whatever it is, it's coming later, but that doesn't exist right now. So my power is in the present moment. That's the first thing. And then I also let go of any meaning that it has for me. And I didn't personalize it. I was like, he just was asking me a question, of which was very uncomfortable, although I appreciate the honesty. I'm really grateful for the honesty of asking me. And with that, I just started to feel less and less sad about it. I started to feel more empowered. I started to feel as if it didn't even really matter. Because my source does not come from my relationship. My source does not come from this person. My source does not come by him not saying this to me or that to me, which is again saying my happiness doesn't come from anything outside of me. So if I'm writing a book that's called Live Your Happy, I remind myself again that I live my happy by recognizing my source is in God. My source is within me. Like, nothing outside of me can comfort me. Only my thoughts that I'm having in my mind give me comfort when I'm with Holy Spirit. And then I'm free. And then guess what? It really doesn't bother me. It doesn't have any effect on me right now. Whatever he might have said, and not that certain conversations are not going to be had, and not that there's going to be some more healing that's going to happen now, right? But right now, I'm in such peace. Which is so radical from what how I used to be. I could have made this mean so many things, right? And the worldly sense would be like, oh my God, your boyfriend told you that he was asking you if you can he can sleep with somebody else. Like, wow, Maria, like how could that be? Like, in the worldly sense, it's such a shock and there's such judgment about that, right? But again, like what Regina just read, it's like my salvation comes from me. And I do that also by holding my brother in high regard. Like, regardless of what he said, is being loving, whatever that looks like. It's always coming from that space of love because it's just really a mirror. Again, nothing is happening to me. This is showing up for something to be seen. And how beautiful that such a big lesson is coming in now when I'm stepping into this space of, going on a book tour and speaking more, and my book is out now. So I feel like I'm cleaning house, so I can just have such a beautiful vessel to come from. And I'm grateful for the lessons. I mean, Wow. Is it heavy? Was it uncomfortable? Did I like it? Did I like the conversation? Was I happy about it? No. Not at all. It sucked, right? Although I'm grateful for it because within that, it's such a gift because I'm able to remember truth again. He's giving me the opportunity to remember truth again. It's reminding me again where my source is coming from. And I was so happy to be getting ready for the call and for this not to even be an issue. Like for something like this that supposedly in the world of form, could be a big deal, for it not to be a big deal for me. It was for a hot second, but I've given it over to spirit and I'm going to be guided and I'm going to be shown of what needs to happen moment by moment. And that's so beautiful. And that's how fearlessness and happiness go hand in hand, is because they both go together. Because when you are being fearless, you are egoless, and then you are happy. So this is what the ego sounds like. I wrote here. Ego makes you feel as if you have to take action right now or else, right? So I did feel that a little bit. I felt like when we hung up, like I wanted to write something or say something else or whatever, and I didn't. I just went to spirit, right? So that actually worked on that today. Ego warns you about being harmed or losing something. It's reactive and defensive, right? So I could have chose that, and I didn't. I honored my feelings about it, of course, and I expressed how I felt about it. That I didn't feel comfortable with it, but I wasn't defending it. I was just honoring where the space I was at and what was important to me at that moment. Ego has high expectations for how things should turn out. Above all, it wants to be right. Right? So in this case, I've chosen not to be right, and I've chosen to be happy. Ego insists you must do something to find happiness, such as to be happy, you must get the degree, get the parking space, get the guy or girl, blah, 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 blah. And I literally wrote blah, 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 blah in the book, right? So it's always like, it insists constantly, like, I will be happy. So I will be happy if I would have been happy if Christian wouldn't have asked me that question, right? Right? Or I just can't believe I said his name, but that's fine. I would be happy if such and such, wouldn't have done this. Or I would be happy if this didn't even come up today, and ruin my day, right? That's what the ego would say. And that's a lie. Because there isn't anything that can truly, really take away my happiness unless I give it dominion, unless I give over my power that's in God as God, right? I'm moving on. So it says, what the ego doesn't tell you is that the excitement of getting is temporary. Anything that's not of God could never fulfill you the way you truly want to be. I'll read that again. What the ego doesn't tell you is that the excitement of getting is temporary. Anything that is not of God can never fulfill you the way you truly want to be. No matter how many happy scenarios the ego convinces you to buy into, they will ultimately lead you to an unhappy ending. So, on the other hand, the Holy Spirit's voice is entirely different. So this is the Holy Spirit's voice. The Holy Spirit makes you feel at ease. There's no rush because you will be told all you need to know and do. And that's exactly what I feel right now. I know I'm in spirit because I feel at ease. And I'm so grateful for that because I know it's opposite. I know what it is to really buy into what happened today. I know all the suffering that's involved if I did. And I feel such at ease regardless of what supposedly happened because I've made a choice to be that way, to be in the experience of happiness regardless of what's happening in form. The second one, the Holy Spirit reminds you that there's nothing to lose or defend against. The Holy Spirit keeps you open and curious about what happens next. The Holy Spirit reminds you that I need do nothing. It teaches you that everything is exactly perfect right now. We can treat whatever seems to be a problem as a reminder to resist the ego's fearful advice in favor of the wiser voice within. Whether we face an IRS audit, a parking ticket, or bad news, such as what happened today, right, guys? Sorry. Or bad news from the doctor, the Holy Spirit says, listen to me instead and I will show you that only love is real. You'll know you've begun to listen when you feel enthusiastic and inspired. Yeah, so that's been totally my experience. And I just randomly chose to read this today, not knowing that it was in total correlation to what happened, the scenario that happened today. But that's how I feel right now, this second, is I feel enthusiastic and inspired. And I was actually sitting here earlier with Lex, my dear friend and assistant, and we were just talking, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe how good I feel. I feel so good and at peace, even after whatever went down today. I think that that's just such progress, you know? Yeah, I'm just so happy to be able to share that joy with you, that we have the opportunity and the responsibility always, if we're willing, to really experience anything that's going on in form, no matter how tragic it could seem to be, we can experience it and perceive it differently. We've been taught in the world that this is bad, or if somebody says this to you, this is bad, or if this and this happens, this is awful, you need to suffer. No, it's not true. You can choose happiness. You can choose peace again. Yeah, and like Lex says, there's always a choice. And I want to just inspire the choice of spirit more and more through my experience, because I have done its opposite. And even though it's not bad or good to choose the ego voice, it's not bad to want to be victim or not be responsible, I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying you're just going to suffer a lot more, and it's not going to be as fun, you know, and separating and fragmenting more when we do that. But when we're in spirit, there is vibrations that are elevated. There is no fragmentation. There is uniting. There is remembering truth for the whole, which is so much more powerful. I want more of that in my life. More of that. So I chose it today for us. I chose it today for all of us. And I ask you to do the same, to choose it for yourself every day, to choose more and more the voice of spirit, to choose more and more letting go of judgments, to choose more and more letting go of looking for your source outside of yourself, choosing more and more to let go of the suffering and the buying into what appears to be the big deals of this world that I call my book. And my book I call The Big Deals. Anything like what happened today would be a big deal, right? Or IRS stuff would be a big deal, or whatever it is, right? Immigration things. The ego would want to trans you out with the big deal so that you can forget God. So you can forget that you're in the mind of God. And today, it would have had its way with me, just because I have, in this lifetime, I'm healing grievances with men and romantic relationships. So there's no coincidence that this showed up for me today, because there's still obviously something there. But guess what? I'm in a different space now. I know better. And that's why this is exciting. It's because when we're practicing the Course in Miracles, when we're practicing the principles, when we're living it at full capacity, these are the things that happen. Like what happened today. This is a huge healing that's happened today. It's like been this collapse of the separation that I had in my mind with God. And I'm so grateful. And I'm also happy that I shared it on the call, because I wasn't sure if I was. I was a little bit uneasy about it, just because it's something that's personal. But it's not personal, because this is not about me, Maria, the separated self. This is about the whole and the healing of the whole. So I'm willing to expose whatever needs to be exposed so that this can be the real deal healing, you know? There's no need to pretend, you know, or leave anything out, right? the lesson is not going to be as fun if I leave the story out, right? It's just, it's been so healing to be able to share the story along with the healing. Yeah, so today was just, tonight, this evening was just a really great opportunity to be able to live my happy. And what the book is about is really to practice this consistently in your life, especially when you're given the cards that, you know, that I was supposedly dealt with today. That's when, you know, you put the stuff into practice. It would have been really easy for me to, well, not easy, because eventually it would have been uncomfortable, but to be a victim of this, to have made it really real, to would have locked myself in my room and had a good cry and blah, 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 right? No. Nope. Stop it. Hell no. I'm not going there. I've been there. I've done that. It's very little for me. It's playing my littleness when I do that. And not that there's nothing wrong with feeling your feelings. I get that. And I did feel my feelings, but I wasn't going to go into the victimization of it. I wasn't going to go into losing my power in God. It's like, wow, no, it's so uncomfortable. What happens is that when you start to not buy into the ego anymore, and you start to recognize that the viciousness of it is so, so just crazy. It's so heavy. It's so deadly. It's so just yuck, right? It's, and when you start to really let go of being held by that, those thoughts of the ego, being held by that yuckiness, that darkness, you start to not buy into it anymore because it's no longer attractive, because you know there's something else. You're like, wait, there's this over here that is so much better. The space that I can choose to be in, to remember I've never left the mind of God, that is so much better. And being in the dream world of separation and fragmentation, you're no longer like attracted by it, because you know that there's another way of living and being. And then we start to live in the world while waking up. That's what I love. It's like you start to live in the world and you start to wake up. And you're like, wow. And you start to buy in less and less to the news, buy less and less to what your mother tells you, your father tells you, even like what your boyfriend tells you, right? It's like whatever it is, you start to buy less and less into it, and you're free. And there's this beautiful choice of coming back to truth, of coming back to God, that you can have all the time. And it's something that needs to be practiced consistently, the second within the second. And it takes work. I always say it takes work. It takes discipline, because our mind is very undisciplined. It's like even today with all the practice that I've done, when he shared that with me, my thoughts just went so much so that my head started pounding. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on here? I hadn't felt like that before. And I know it was because the fear thoughts were coming in right away. And I have practice with this stuff. Right. So this is why it's important to just have real, like, strong inner spiritual musculature in our minds of spirit, of Holy Spirit. And thank you, Regina, for that, for saying wonderful example of living the teaching. Yeah, I think that as teachers of God and really sharing this stuff, it's very helpful to be an example. It's important to me to do that and to always do it in joy and lightness. You know, it could be in joy. I always say it could become happy learners, you know? And, yeah. And I think that that's what happened today, is like, I'm learning, but happily, right? So I'm still learning the lesson. It's not like there isn't going to be certain things that are going to probably unravel from here on out, but I'm a happy learning right now. I'm not like suffering and learning. I'm actually really happy learning this lesson right now. And that's so beautiful. It's like a whole nother way of being, you know, a whole nother way of experiencing whatever's going on in form. All right. So I'm going to continue here. So I'm going to read this little excerpt that is on You Are Fearless. Thank you so much, Jay, for that. So I opened the chapter 6, which is one of my one of the quotes from A Course in Miracles on chapter 6. It says, "I am not weak but strong. I am not helpless but all powerful. I am not limited but unlimited. I am not doubtful but certain. I am not an illusion but a reality. I am not an illusion, but a reality. I cannot see in the darkness, but in the light." So that's the affirmation that I open with. So every chapter I open with a, not an affirmation, but a quote that pertains to that specific chapter that I felt called to put there. All right, so I'm going to move on here to another section. So this part is under "You're Not Stuck," and there are thoughts that keep us stuck, right? So if I could have totally chosen that, you know, if I would have really been present to the ego thoughts, I would have definitely gotten stuck. So here I'm going to share how our thoughts keep us stuck. This is page 81 on chapter "You're Not Stuck." We must pay close attention to our ego thoughts. We make them real by giving life to them and believing in them. But that means we can change them. What holds us back from doing what we feel called to do is not out there, but inside. What holds us back or takes us forward has to do with what we believe to be true at any given moment. The way out of being stuck in the same old, is to understand that our experience comes from what we think. And we can give up what we are thinking. We do that by yielding our thoughts to our own higher mind or Holy Spirit so that we may see differently. This is what choosing the miracle means, choosing to see differently and trusting that we have an intelligent power within, our own teacher of love who will help us. Pay special attention to the limiting or negative thoughts you don't want to give up. These are the kinds of thoughts you hang on to even though they don't make you feel good. Because what you see reflects your thoughts, the world appears hostile or frustrating whenever you are hooked on such caca thinking. Yeah, I use caca a lot in this book. Giving your thoughts over to the Holy Spirit helps you recognize that your real home is not in that crappy world, but in the mind of God. So this goes back to exactly what I was talking about. Oh, I love that, Jay, that you put the little poo-poo thing there, the emoji thinking. I like that. It's perfect. Giving your thoughts over to Holy Spirit helps you recognize that your real home is not in that crappy world, but in the mind of God. So that's exactly what I was sharing earlier, is that giving over my thoughts to Holy Spirit helped me to discern and then understand that I didn't want that crappy world. I didn't want to experience that crappiness. I was like, no, I want to be in the mind of God right now. I want to experience this differently. And that's a choice I can make. And I know it's because I already know that other route. I already know that path. You know, we can always choose at the fork of the road, right? And if we continue to choose the fork of the road, we go towards the left, which let's say it's a fear thinking, and we constantly do it and hit ourselves and just keep on tripping and keep on tripping and keep on falling. Sooner or later, we're going to be like, you know what? This is not fun. Like this dream world, this circus world that I've made up is not fun. And I'm tired of suffering and tripping. Let me go this way. And you start to go over there that way more. And you start to go towards the path of Holy Spirit, the path of trust, the path to God, back to God, which is really, we've never left. You know, it's just a symbolism. Then you start to do the skipping. You start to skip and you're like, la, 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 right? It's like, wow, like this is fun. I want more of this. I want more of this. And every time I choose the other path, oh, I don't feel good, right? So it's just to discern which way you're going. I'll continue here. It says, when you go home in your own mind, you will perceive creation's true gentleness. For illustration, here are some specific limiting thoughts. Limiting thoughts might be changed by giving them over. So these are like ways that we can change our thoughts. like share this in my book. I always try to do everything in my book is always very practical. It's just, how can this be easy? I want to make this as easy as possible, as practical as possible. So there's always examples. So in this case, the thought that is happening is, I can't move from my hometown. It's all I know, right? So that's the thought. The thought is, I can't move from my hometown. It's all I know. And then in Holy Spirit, the thought would be, I honor the calling in my heart to move, and I am capable of moving anywhere. It's just a more lighter approach, a lighter thought, right? The other thought is, I would like to spend more time with my kids, but I'm scared to ask my ex-wife. What if she takes me to court, right? So this is something that actually came through one of my clients that had this issue with his ex-wife and the kids. So this is why I wrote this. So then Holy Spirit's take on it would be, I trust that all is falling into place, even though it doesn't seem to be. I can get out of my own way and trust my inner wisdom. I have nothing to fear. Another thought is, I have to hang on to him. He is the love of my life. And then Holy Spirit's thought would be, the love of your life is my true self. I don't need anything or anyone outside of myself to thrive. I am sustained by the love of God. So I'll continue with, changing our thoughts in this way won't immediately solve our problems, but it will make it possible for them to be released, because we will have access to the full creative power of our own inner wisdom. When we get stuck in a certain way of doing things, it's usually because we have excluded the best part of our mind, our spiritual intelligence, from awareness. That means we settle for those false beliefs that tell us things will stay the same forever. And this makes it pretty difficult to change the now. The weird thing is that we can get kind of comfortable with life being this way. So the reason I use that section there on page 82 on the thought that is fearful, the thought that doubts, is because we have the power within our minds in this experience. We have the power to change that thought radically, to come back to truth, to come back to that connection to God, that the thoughts of God. We always want more thoughts of God. We always want more thoughts of Holy Spirit. We want that to be constantly enveloped in our minds and choose that every day because of our mind is so undisciplined. So I invite you this week to be mindful of when something happens, just like what occurred today, right, in my experience this afternoon. When you get hit with a bomb, right, with what feels like an atomic bomb of some sort of news, and you're going to go into the suffering, to remember this talk, to remember this moment that we have together, and to remember this need not be. This need not be. I could be within this and not suffer. I could be within this experience and be completely free, just like I feel right now. I feel very happy and I feel very free, regardless of the circumstance that came up. And I can say it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy task. It took something. And what it took is what I always call big willingness. It took big willingness for me to change my perception from fear to love. So that's what I inspire you to do. To when you're in your everyday life, to have that big willingness and be like, you know what? I remember when I was on the call with Maria, and I don't need to suffer about this. I really don't. And I'm going to remind myself too tomorrow. I don't need to suffer about this. I don't need to, right? Because the ego will have its way with you, will try to have its way with you. And then it's going to show you evidence, right? Ego is like a scavenger dog. And it's like, you want to be right, and then it's going to prove to you, it's going to project things outside so you can be right that you're unworthy, so you can be right that you're not good enough, right? Because you feel that way, so you're going to project it, and you want to be right about that, and you're going to have evidence to prove that. The ego will find evidence to prove that. But when you give it over to Spirit, All of that just falls away into the nothingness of where it came. And there's something really powerful when you're in the now moment. Because the ego would go to very future things with me, especially with my situation, like what's going to happen, how's the conversation going to be tomorrow, if what's going to happen with the relationship, whatever it is, right? There's this all this like what's happening, what's going to happen. I can go there with my thoughts, but all that I have right now is this moment with you. And that's all that is existing right now. And the more that I choose God within this existence and ask Spirit for help, the more free and happy I feel. And what happens later doesn't really matter because it doesn't even exist. All that exists is this moment of where I could come back to the mind of God. So, what a way to end the series, really. I'm surprised. I had no idea that I was going to share such a personal story, but I feel that it was just very helpful to be able to just call it how it is, and just I couldn't. It would be very inauthentic for me to get on the call and pretend and just be like nothing's happened or not even share the story because it's just so recent. It just happened, right? Like a few hours ago. So I'm excited. I'm excited of what this has created. I'm excited about exposing the ego. The ego doesn't like to be exposed. The ego likes to have private thoughts. It doesn't like to be seen. So I'm happy I was able to expose it. Letting go of having to look good, you know, like Maria Felipe needs to have it together and she needs to look good because she's a reverend and blah, 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 blah. And she's a teacher of God and these things can happen to her, blah, 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 right? No. This is what a reverend looks like. This is what I look like. It's like I'm learning and I'm growing, you know, and my sharing authentically is our healing for us all, you know. So I'm just so grateful. Oh, thank you, Regina. I appreciate that. It's very comforting, your love and support today on the call and all the things that you're sharing with me. Maria does look good when she is being genuine. Thank you. Yes. I think that we all look so good when we're being genuine and just speaking from our hearts and letting go of the facades and pretending and there's just something to be said about just opening up your heart fully. You know, I'm just getting teary-eyed just saying this, you know. Yes, Lex, authenticity is sexy. Absolutely. Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. Maria is sexy no matter what. Well, we're here. We have like about 10 more minutes. So I just wanted to share a few things. One of them is that this series has been truly amazing. It's so beautiful how this came up when I was with Regina in Costa Rica. This call was created, and what perfect timing. Because the book just came out as well at the same time as I'm doing the series. So I feel that definitely with people when people get the book and they could go back and hear these calls, they can have an experience with the book like no other, you know. So I think that that's so beautiful. I also wanted to share that the book is available on Amazon, Barnes and Nobles online. It looks like they're shipping it in the next few days, so they already have books in the warehouse. You can also get free, if Lex, if you can put there on the message feed, the link for the book pre-order. So if you go to my website, you can actually buy the book on pre-order. You can buy the book and then you get a free video that I shot in Costa Rica that's aligned to the book as well as 30% off the book. So if you go to my website, that's available on there and at some point, somebody will put that link on the message feed. Awesome. So, these past couple of Sundays have been, thank you, Lex. There it goes, people. If you click on there, you can get the book there. There's also a book trailer on there as well, so you can have an idea of of the book's message as well. Not that, of course, it hasn't been covered on this call at a full capacity. I'm grateful for these weeks, these Sundays I've spent with you. I didn't know what that looked like. I've actually never done anything like this before. I always thought that how would I be talking to my looks like I'm feels like I'm talking to myself for like an hour, which I am actually. So this is like a beautiful symbol that I am talking to myself. Like that's the real truth. Also Lex has just put support the book launch, just press one button. So if you press that button, that's really helpful. And actually Regina did it. I have about 58 supporters on Thunderclap, and this is free. So if you click on there's no signups or anything. You just click on there and you say support through Facebook or Twitter. And what that does is that on April 14th, if I get 100 people that support the campaign, the book news goes viral on social media. So if you can please do the thunderclap, that'll be awesome. And Regina's done it already, so thank you so much for doing that. And I've also had, about 50 something people that have supported it, but I do need 100 so that could even happen, because that's the way that it works. So that would be very helpful if I can have as many people to do that. Thank you so much, Jay. I appreciate that. And anybody else that wants to thunderclap, that would be great, because that would be great to get 100 people. I've actually been having a lot of fun with that, because I keep on looking at the numbers every day and I'm like, oh my God, I'm almost there. It's like a game for me, really. It's really like a game for me. All right, so I wanted to go ahead and close with a few thoughts to kind of wrap up the call. Like I did last week. It's like a thunder, like a little summary of the call. One of them was is as I went over my story is to let go of the fear thoughts. When you feel them come up, is to really stop yourself and let go of the fear thoughts as best as you can and come back to truth. The other one is to also be very mindful of your mind. To be very present to where your thoughts are going, because then the ego would have its way with you. So I invite you to just really discern of where your thoughts are coming from. Another thing that I went over the call is the voice of spirit and Holy Spirit of Holy Spirit and ego. So, be present to that. Are your thoughts aligned to spirit, or your thoughts are aligned to ego? And you'll know because of the way you feel. And most importantly, in the call, what I've gone over is that you don't need to suffer. It's a choice that you make. And I am a big just supporter of that, of doing that to max capacity at your life, is to know that you don't need to suffer, that it's a choice. Thank you so much, Jay. That's awesome. So Jay just added like 3,600 friends reach now. That's going to be a lot. Oh my goodness, how exciting. Thank you so much, Jay. Also, as many of you know, the series is free. They've already put the series free, although love donations are accepted. And as I shared with everyone, what I'm doing is the donations that come in, I'm using them to help me with the I'm paying for my costs for my book tour. So that's what I'm going to be using these donations for, is to help me with any types of costs that I might have on the book tour. So your help is definitely appreciated, and the link is on there that they've posted on the message feed. And it's really beautiful the way they do it at Awakening Together. And Regina, they give the teacher 100% of the donations. And what they do is that just minus the PayPal fees. So that's very generous. So thank you for that. All right. So I'm going to close with reading this beautiful card from Pathways of Light, which is called I Remember Who I Am, just because I feel that it's really helpful, especially for me right now as I'm processing and healing at the moment, and helpful for us all. So I invite you to close your eyes as I read this card to you. And as I read it, just say this to yourself in the silence. I remember who I am. I accept that I am love. I release all judgments of others and know that they're doing the best they can. I keep my life simple and follow my highest path. I stay in tune with the highest source within me and let it guide my ways. I am gentle and kind with myself and others. I pace myself with one step at a time. I know the perfect circumstances present themselves for my perfect continued growth. I am love. I am joy. I am peace. So at this time, we close our eyes as we pray. We're so grateful and thankful for the call this evening, for how healing it was. I'm so grateful to everyone here for your love and support on this call and for allowing me to share my heart and open my heart and to allow the healing to take place, as this healing is for us all. I'm so grateful and thankful for these few weeks and Sundays we have spent together. It's been truly a gift, a divine gift. At this time, I allow us all to just remember what truly matters in every single moment of this experience that we call life, which is that we're in the mind of God and we've never separated from the mind of God. That we're whole, that we're holy, that we're lovable. And as more of us just consciousness continues to remember that, we will soon be basking in that joy together and living happy throughout all eternity. Because God's will for us is happiness. God's will for us is joy. God's will for us is freedom. God's will for us is for us to remember that we've never left the source. We're so grateful for Holy Spirit, for that voice within our mind that remembers and reminds us that we are love and that our source is God. We open more to that voice as we step forward in faith and confidence in this dream world, in this circus, and we allow ourselves to be shown. Now we all step into and bask in the joy, in the happiness, living our happy because we are worthy of that. And with that, we all declare, may it be God's will. Amen. Thank you, everyone. I love you.